the other day, and
I saw it. I wrote his wife a letter, and he gave me $10,000 in New York, in the campaign.
He's the last man I ever knew that I could get as much as $5,000 out of after that operation.
You got one woman up here who'll give you three or four times that much.
Well,
she's worth $14 million now, you know, and she's able to give a hell of a lot. She went out to Ohio yesterday and pulled a little thing over. They didn't do any advance work, and they had 200-300 at the airport, and they all wrote stories about not having a crowd at the airport. She had 3,500 women at a tee, but the whole goddamn story was on the airport. She came in hanging her head. Poor little old Linda called up tonight from Greece and said a grease paper had attacked her because they didn't like the government over there, and they said that they invited the president's daughter and something. So the Greek, one Greek paper jumped on her, and I told her she was a hero and get rid of that.
She did a fine job out there. I'm very devoted to those two girls, and I try to follow them in the papers. Of course, I ain't worried about Ladybug, because I know she's going to always do the proper and correct thing. But the girls, being younger, I follow them, and I thought that from what I could read that she acquitted herself to a great extent.
She has. She's done well. She's done well. What?
She always has, but I'm just watching out. I'm hoping and praying it won't ever be any change in that.
What do you think's happened this week politically? Do you think Goldwater's made any gains?
No.
What do you think about?
I think he solidified his support.
What do you think he's done with? What's the Thurman thing? Is that good or bad?
I don't think that guy. I think that'll cut both ways. I'm catching hell on that. I got over 700 telegrams from the South demanding it wasn't demanding. They said you've been our leader anyway. Haven't you got as much courage as Sons of Thurman? Because Thurman is just showing political sense. He knows 25% of the vote in South Carolina is Negro. He knows if Don Russell runs against him, he won't get a damn one out of them. And if Don Russell gets 26% of the white vote, that he'll beat him for the nomination. And he's hedging against that. He's getting over in where he won't have to face that primary. That's what's been scaring the devil out of me. We got 300,000 niggas registered down here. And in the primary, I won't get but a handful of them. I won't get over 10,000 out of the 300,000. And so it makes it pretty tough to run. But he's not going to change me and cause any great excitement.
Can Donald Russell give him a race?
Oh, if he runs against him, he would beat him in a primary. I don't know whether he beat him in a general election or not. He could have beat him in a primary, and he probably will beat him in a general election. Strom is, he's got about 30% of the white vote in South Carolina, would wade through hell and blood up to the knees for him, and the rest of them indifferent, apathetic toward him.
Does Strom hurt me any in Georgia?
No, except you solidify all the opposition to you over in Richmond County around Augusta, and that's because his brother there, Dr. Thurman, is one of the most popular men in the county. He's entirely different from Strom. Strom is a reserved, ingrowing fella, and his brother over there in Richmond County, who's one of the best doctors in the county, a lot smarter than Strom ever was, is a very popular man. That's in Carl Sanders' home county, though, and Carl, I guess, can handle that. I don't know. He comes from down there. That's his county. That's where he's elected governor from. But I'm sure that he can handle it, just because Dr. Thurman hasn't got anything but his personality and the call as a governor. That gives him a lot of power.
When are you coming back?
Well, I just got in here about 5 minutes ago. I just walked in. They said you was calling.
I called you early today because that's before this thing kind of drifted. But I wound up about 30, 40 minutes ago, and I decided.
You handle it exactly right, and you have to watch these people all the time. They all of them, and it's contagious. You know, a little excitement over there in that Pentagon is contagious. It can start out with a colonel. It can run up through the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and when they get excited, well, then the secretaries go to. Worrying about a little bit. And you have to watch that all the time.
Well,
of course, we can't afford now to let anybody impose on us in any degree. But I've watched these departments up there, the military departments, for a long time. They got some of the finest people in the world in them. And if I were in that position, I'd probably get just excited as they are, but I'm not in that position, and it's my business to try to see that the excitement don't carry over to where it'll do harm, just like it is yours. That's reading the civilian control. That's reading you, the commander-in-chief of all of them. It's just prevent.
Now, what about this damn thing they keep raising hell about not having any weapon system? When I announce them, they say that's politics, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that, Mr. President. I didn't know they had that thing. Be frank with you, I had breakfast with McNamara over at the Pentagon. Well, it's one day this week. I reckon day before yesterday. And he told me that they had that thing, and they were going to announce it. I'd been pushing McNamara like hell on this anti-missile and anti-satellite weapon. He never had believed one could be perfected. But he told me that morning before last that he had got convinced now it could be, and then that they had one on satellites, and you were going to announce it on this trip. And I was delighted to hear it. I didn't know it was operational and ready to go.
Well, he says it is, and he says they were about ready to explode it on us. The magazines already had two stories on it, Aviation Daily.
I didn't know it was operational, but I've been pushing him. We've been spending $500 million a year on that, and I haven't got but two concerns about our defense system. We're way ahead of everybody, and can stay there, but two of them that are vital, and one of them is anti-submarine warfare program, and we have not had a good program there, and McNamara agrees with that. And the other is the anti-missile program, or anti-satellite program, it's all the same thing. And he says now they've overcome the difficulties that had been created there, and they've got something that'll work. I didn't check into it in detail, I asked him where it was. I'm going to see it after I find out a little more about it. I want to see it, find out just how they're going to work it. But okay. I think that all that does have more effect than you would think it does. The people generally, the hoop and holler at a political meeting, that don't necessarily mean that something's sinking in and is influencing public opinion in the country. You don't need much of it, for that matter. Because Goldwater's gets himself in trouble every time he talks. However, he's adopted a kind of a professional conversational system in big crowds. According to some of the people that saw him here in Georgia, that he just sort of rambles along, talks to them without trying to make any issue. He's not going to take anybody with that, I reckon, but he certainly seems to be holding what he has.
Okay, much obliged.
You have a good trip?
Yeah, I had it wonderful. Couldn't have been better.
Well,
test,
I was very much concerned about that picture, about you about to fall out of that
damn. Oh, Dick, it never That never happens. That's just all outrageous. You can't see anything in the picture. I never about to fall out of any automobile. Never come close to 3 feet of being in one, and always got my.
I saw it, and I thought it was Washington Post. I may be wrong. Could have been the Star.
Yeah, no, the AP. AP got the picture last week in Georgia. They got one of me going.
Ms. Brown grabbed you.
No. No, you can't see it in the picture. That's their cut line to make it an attractive picture. And just a lot of hokum, like the picture the other day, crawling under that log down there in Georgia when I was walking in that slippery mud.
That's a good, safe picture.
Not anything wrong with this. This is that big old Secret Service car, and you got a hold on each hand. You're holding on to something, and when you do turn a corner, sometimes you roll around with it, but I'm about to fall anywhere, anytime, and they just do it. And I kid them, but they've got to make their job, too.
Well, I guess they have. I guess
and
they have.
If you're just standing there, that's not a picture. You've got to show your...
I read the headline. I said, well, damn it, you're not...
No, they've got them grasping.
I shake that hand with that fellow there, because that fellow wasn't that important.
No, it's not shaking hands at all. We're not even shaking hands. We're just waving, and I wave with one hand and hold on.
I don't know why, I just got the impression that you'd lean with
No, I was waving one hand and holding on with the other, and they're driving 10, 15, 20 miles an hour, and the people are 8 or 10 deep,
well,
and they were just...
As long as you had a firm hold on a hand rest.
Then, and I got Secret Service men on both sides of me standing up there, but they just do that, you know.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
Give your sister my love.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Good night, sir.